Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tis the season to be jolly.
Welcome to Advent Encounter, your daily podcast for the festive season from me, Matthew Porter. We're in episode 6 on the 6th of December, Advent Dreams. Today's Bible reading is from Matthew chapter 1, beginning at verse 18. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." There are dreams, and then there are dreams. To inspire my dreaming, I have these framed words from Mark Batterson above the fireplace in my study. Nothing honours God more than a big dream that's way beyond our ability to accomplish. Why? Because there's no way we can take credit for it. And nothing is better for our spiritual development than a big dream, because it keeps us on our knees in raw dependency on God. We all have dreams, our hopes, aspirations and aims of being involved in something wonderful. It's good to have a big dream which stretches our prayers and stirs us to action. At the first Advent, God dreamed big of putting right a broken world. That's why he sent us the very best gift he had, Jesus Christ, as the rescuer. God shows us at Advent that behind something small and seemingly insignificant, like the birth of a vulnerable baby in an obscure part of the world, behind that can be a big dream. Then there are other kinds of dreams. Dreams that come to us while we're sleeping. Most of the time, these are simply the musings of our subconscious while we're in the rapid eye movement stage of sleep, and we needn't read too much into them. But every now and then, a dream stands out, doesn't it? It's different. It seems to be important and have meaning. Advent has a number of stories of those kind of dreams. So God uses a dream to tell Joseph not to break off his marriage to Mary. God warns the Magi not to tell Herod where they found the infant Jesus. God uses a dream to assure Mary and Joseph some years later that they can return home to Nazareth, as Herod has now died. God sometimes does speak through dreams. Dreams can be a form of prophecy. None of this guidance through dreams should surprise us. Years ago, the Lord promised in Numbers 12:6, "I make myself known to them in visions and speak to them in dreams." And God continues to do the same today. So recently, I heard about a man who's considering following Jesus. He's never read the Bible, but is beginning to do so thanks to a daily Bible app. A couple of weeks ago, he had a dream of women going to an empty tomb, basically the resurrection story. The next morning he awoke and the Bible reading set for the day on his Bible app was that exact story he'd just dreamt about the night before, which he'd never read about before. God got his attention through a dream, and now he's ready to follow Christ. Advent is a season for dreaming, for receiving fresh vision for the future and reimagining the difference God wants to make in your family, in your workplace, in your community and beyond. But it's also a time when the Lord may want to speak more specifically to you, maybe even through a dream whilst you're asleep. If you want to be attentive to him speaking in this way, why not pray the prayer of Samuel in 1 Samuel 3:10, which he prayed as God was trying to speak to him in the night. I love this prayer, and often I pray it myself because its no-nonsense words are easily remembered. Why not pray it and see what the Lord does? It's simply this: "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening."